Support for the Front Row on FM 89.1 comes from the Community Foundation of West Texas and from Citibank. Citibank's wealth management team of advisors, private bankers, and trust officers help customers create personalized strategies to help connect with long-term goals. More information on Citibank Wealth Management is available at 806-687-2955. And from Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts. Vast opportunities abound in art, music, theater, and dance. Dean Noel Zoller invites you to enjoy some of the 800 performances and exhibits produced each year by vastly talented students, faculty, and visiting artists. Texas Tech's JT and Margaret Talkington College of Visual and Performing Arts, vastly different. The annual Carol Concert takes place this Friday evening in Hemley Recital Hall at the Texas Tech University School of Music. It's one of the great Christmas traditions here in our city. We'll have all the details on today's show. I hope you can make plans to stay tuned. On today's edition of The Front Row, we're at the Texas Tech University School of Music in the office of Dr. Alan Zabriskie, who is the Director of Choral Studies here at the School of Music, and we're joined by Dr. Carolyn Cruz, who is Associate Professor of Music Education and the Associate Director of Choral Studies here at Texas Tech. Thank you both for being here. Thanks for inviting us over to talk to you today.
It's a pleasure to talk with you.
Definitely. Thank you so much.
Great. This week, Friday of this week, is one of the long-held institutional traditions here at Texas Tech. Something unique to Texas Tech in the Carol of Lights, but the tradition following that is the Carol Concert here at the School of Music. And that's going to happen again this year. Dr. Zabriskie, tell us about that. Give us an overview of the concert.
Well, it's just an awesome event. Really, the purpose of it is to invite everyone to come join us in the beginning of the celebration of this great season and to get everybody in the mood for celebration. So the whole event is geared around that. We get to feature four of our choirs in addition to the West Texas Children's Chorus, who will come and perform. And we will perform carols, both traditional and non-traditional, both from the United States and from England, of course, and also from Africa. We're featuring a couple pieces with harp accompaniment and, of course, percussion, and one piece has an electric bass, and so it should be just a lot of fun.
Great. Sounds like a really eclectic program.
Yes.
Of music for the season. How do you go about choosing amongst all of the literature written over the centuries for Christmas and the holidays? How do you decide to put a program together?
Well, so as far as this concert goes, because we have four different choirs with six or seven different conductors, it's kind of just a conglomeration of each of our own visions that we then put together as part of this kind of celebration. For me personally, I typically like to find a traditional type carol or hymn that you would expect, but that's arranged in a little bit different way. So, for example, we're doing In the Bleak Midwinter, which was originally written by Holst. And this is an arrangement by a United States contemporary composer. Her name is Abby Batinas, and it's with harp accompaniment. She does some cool things with some textures and also some soloists, and it just presents the carol in a different way that we wouldn't expect.
Right. You mentioned several choirs and conductors. Mm-hmm. What will you do on the concert?
I'll be conducting three pieces with the University Choir. We're going to do a really great arrangement of There Is No Rose by Robert Young, who's a Texas composer who passed away a few years ago. And then our portion of the concert is going to end with a really great piece called Go Where I Send Thee, a gospel / spiritual arrangement that has really, really cool piano accompaniment, but also we're going to have the electric bass playing along with us and have a great time singing that. I'll also be conducting the all four combined choirs in a couple of the selections from Benjamin Britten's Ceremony of Carols, which is originally written for, of course, treble choir, and he also made an arrangement for mixed choir. So we'll be doing that with harp accompaniment as well.
Right. Fantastic music.
Yes.
Yeah, that's absolutely
beautiful.
Great. Dr. Cruz, you too will be conducting in this concert. Tell us what you will be doing.
Yes, so I'll conduct the women's chorale in an arrangement of Gaudete, which is a early tune that's set in a very contemporary style by Michael Engelhart, another living contemporary arranger slash composer. And it features percussion and instrumentation, so it's going to be very exciting. I'm also conducting all the choirs together in a Ugandan carol titled Bin Emmanuel. And the idea for this carol came about with a few of our graduate students in both music education and in fine arts who are here on campus from East Africa, from Uganda and from Tanzania. And they showed us this arrangement, and we decided to use it and adapt it for our purposes of the carol concert. And we're performing that with percussion. We're working on some dancing to go along with it as well. So it'll be something a little different and very exciting. And also these students who are, they're graduate students, but they're also members of the choral ensembles, are excited to share this tradition of this piece with our singers.
So a treat for the eye and the ear.
Yes.
Wonderful. And you alluded to this also, Dr. Zabriskie, we have lots of different, we have harp and piano and percussion and all kinds of other things besides the choir, right?
Yes, and not to forget the organ. So definitely the Holtkamp organ will be featured during this concert. And we also will have a brass quintet to join us on the audience carols and the sing-along carols. And also they will play a couple of pieces just before the concert begins.
Right. I think this, I'm glad you mentioned audience sing-along, because I think that for many people that's part of their favorite thing, is to be able to sing great carols with the organ, with the brass. And it also gives you all a chance to reset the stage.
Yes, that is our chance to have different ensembles moving from the risers to the organ loft, to the sides of the auditorium, and yeah.
Right. I remember when I was in school that, you know, the logistical rehearsal was very important, dealing with all of these people on the stage and to trying to make that work. So
yeah.
I can only imagine what that's like. Dr. Zabriskie, you said the West Texas Children's Chorus. Tell us about that.
Well, they always join us on the carol concert, and we're excited to invite them back again to be able to showcase not just our own students here on campus, but to showcase just beautiful singing from members of the community and their families and so many children. My own daughter is a member of that choir. Well, I'm excited to share the stage with her on that concert. And they're performing a couple of great arrangements of carols, and we'll be looking forward to having them join us.
And they do a great job.
They always do.
Yeah, it'll be terrific. The other conductors, you mentioned lots of conductors. Mm-hmm. Who are they and what will they do?
So Dr. Bromfield, of course, will conduct the West Texas Children's Chorus. We also have our graduate students who part of their training is to be able to come and conduct our ensembles. So they, two of them, Jake Taylor and Justin Nelson, will conduct the Matador Singers, which is our men's choir. And their performances, Harrison Saldana and Jonathan Barranco will conduct the University Singers and their performance. Jake Taylor will also conduct the Women's Chorale. He's associate conductor of that ensemble. And then each of us will take an opportunity to conduct one of the carols with the audience, because we do, of course, consider the audience our sixth choir during that concert.
Right. Dr. Cruz?
I was going to say, and don't forget the hot cocoa and wassail at the end of the concert and cookies. So, Carol of Lights outside, and I hear the weather is supposed to be really temperate, I mean very mild, in comparison to some Carol of Lights that have been in past years.
Right.
The weather's supposed to be really nice. And then come over to the Hemley Recital Hall for the Carol concert at 8 p.m. And following that, we have cookies and hot chocolate.
Right. Sounds wonderful. So, I'm a person who wants to come to the Carol concert. I may not go to the Carol of Lights. What do I do? Because I may be very afraid of the campus. What is the best thing to do? And can I just come to the concert, or is it a ticketed event? What should I do?
The concert is ticketed, and the tickets will be available at the door. They're on sale for $10. They also can be purchased ahead of time on Eventbrite. The parking will be available in the School of Music parking lot at 18th and Boston. Also, there would be parking available in the library lot, which is called R3. It's across the street, so on the other side of 18th and Boston. And it's definitely possible, and patrons would be welcome to come to the carol concert even if they're not attending the Carol of Lights.
Right.
We would recommend an arrival time between 7:40 and 7:45 to be able to park and come in and get a ticket to the concert.
Right. Excellent. Great. Well, Carolyn Cruz, Alan Zabriskie, both thank you very, very much for taking time out of what I know is an incredibly busy week to visit with us today on the front row. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Today's edition of our program will be on our website, kttz.org, later today. Rachel Boyd produces The Front Row. I'm Clint Barrick. Thanks for tuning in and listening.